Life Unrehearsed, brought to you by Leanna Senior Transition Support, specialists in downsizing and seniors residences.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink.
Welcome back to Life Unrehearsed. Matt Delvecchio here, specializing in life transitions, downsizing, and the senior living industry.
And I'm Corey Sirota, clinical social worker and author of Someone Died, Now What? Hey, Matt, I saw that you have launched a brand new website.
Yes, I have. In fact, Leanna's services, I've always had a website. But you know what? So many people are starved for information when it comes to considering a senior living community. And a lot of people are nervous or unsure just after the past year of a pandemic. What's independent living? What's assisted living? What's a CHSLD? What's public or private? So just relaunched the website, and tons of articles and blogs and frequently asked questions, videos, basically to educate and inform. So yeah, thank you. I'm very excited. I've already had tons of wonderful feedback, and it's at leannasservices.com. Some people ask Leannas. It's L-I-A-N-A-S, which, by the way, is an acronym of our three children, Lisa, Anthony, and Excel. That's where the name comes from.
So beautiful.
Thank you for asking.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. But speaking of informative websites, our next guest has a wonderful website as well, doesn't she?
Well, I'm very excited to have Tracy Bronstein on our show today. Tracy became a certified infant and child sleep consultant in 2002. She's been featured on CJAD 800, News Talk Radio, CBC Radio, Breakfast Television, Montreal and Toronto, Global Montreal Morning News, Today's Parent Magazine, Pregnancy and Newborn Magazine, Oh Baby Magazine, Martha Stewart Magazine, Piccolo Universe, on and on. The list goes on and on. And what is she doing? She's offering sleep solutions that fit each family's parenting philosophies. She truly believes that a healthy foundation for sleep is a crucial piece of well-being for rested families, not just individuals. So Tracy, it's great to have you. Welcome to Life Unrehearsed.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys. Glad to be
so
here.
Well, let's start with this, because I didn't know this before. I learned about what you do, so perhaps we can share with our listeners. What exactly is a sleep consultant?
Yeah, it's a lot of people, when I explain what I do, they say, oh, I didn't know that existed. And it's actually a fairly recent profession, especially here in Canada. But basically, a sleep consultant is kind of exactly what it is. We consult on sleep. So various sleep consultants will work in different ways. I urge everybody, if you are going to work with a sleep consultant, make sure that they are certified in this field of sleep. So what I do is I help families at different stages. Some people it's prevention. They want to know what to do when baby comes. So I help pregnant moms and dads. Well, not that the dads are pregnant, you know what I mean.
And I do.
And then I help people that are in a bit of like a crisis situation where they're severely sleep deprived and they are just struggling really badly. The family dynamic suffers as a whole. So I kind of go in and basically work with them on how to reestablish healthy sleep habits. And help with sleep training, you know, sleep coaching, allowing children, babies to develop their self-soothing ability and their self-regulation. And, you know, for those babies that won't nap or waking up in the middle of the night, I kind of come in and I work with the families to get things on track or back on track, depending.
And Tracy, even with some of the big babies, the adults, it just seems these days, more and more you're hearing people are sleep deprived or having difficulty sleeping. And so how much would you attribute that to the pandemic?
Well, you know, there's definitely an increase. Anytime there's any kind of external stressors, something going on in your life that is creating increased anxiety or stress, that will always seep into your sleep. And given that we are, you know, experiencing a global pandemic that still seems to kind of not have an end in sight these days, you know, definitely gets people's sleep, you know, kind of ruffled, and it's affected because their anxiety and stress is affected as well. And, you know, along with the obvious, more screen time, hopefully now people will, with the weather getting nicer, will get outdoors and get that fresh air and a bit more exercise, which will definitely help with sleep. But to answer your question, it's absolutely affecting sleep for a lot of people.
So that's Tracy Bronstein, sleep expert and sleep consultant, talking with us on Life Unrehearsed. I do a lot of groups, and one of them is a new mom and baby support. And your name has come up so many times because these are all new moms, often first-time moms, and they're pulling their hair out of their heads. They're destroyed. They're exhausted. They don't know what to do. So I wondered, you know, what types of problems and issues are people coming to you with?
Well, a lot of it is, first, that baby needs, you know, the child, and I say baby, but I mean, I work with children that are, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old with the same issue, that they are reliant on external forces, I call it, to get themselves to sleep. So, an example, you know, a parent may feed a baby, rock a baby, bounce a baby, pat a baby to the point of being asleep. So essentially we're doing the work for them, and the child will fall asleep, and many parents can attest to, you know, pulling like a Mission Impossible stop, drop, and roll out of the room before baby wakes up. You know,
did and, you live with me?
Yeah, very resourceful, exactly. And then the baby will sleep, and then the baby wakes, and you know that child needs to recreate that environment, that whatever that sleep crutch is. They're waking. They're not all of a sudden then going to be able to put themselves to sleep. They're like, oh, I'm up now. Okay. Where's that bottle, or where's that breast, or where's the bouncy ball? And mom needs to do this again to get the child back to sleep. And so we get this vicious cycle of you know, waking and then depending on the crutch. So a big goal for parents, and what should be a goal, because it really is a gift, is to allow your child to hone their self-soothing ability, to foster that skill to put themselves to sleep independently. So we want it where we can place the child down and walk out of the room and they fall asleep without your help. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm not talking newborn phase before all the, right, you know, the protesters come out, but, you know, we're not talking in the newborn phase, but as of 16 weeks of age, 4 months or so, a child is really able to start to develop those self-soothing skills.
Tracy, and we're talking with sleep expert Tracy Bronstein here on Life Unrehearsed with Matt and Corey. You know, I find that if I've had a stressful day, or if I know my next day is jam-packed and it will be a little stressful, it absolutely affects my own sleep pattern. And you've talked about it just beforehand, too, how stress does affect your sleep. And I'm assuming this is a major contributor to lack of sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we tend to do when we're stressed is we don't eat as well. You may resort to, you know, okay, I'm going to have a glass of wine to calm my nerves or whatever it is. And one glass might turn to two, which, you know, alcohol consumption before bed will definitely disrupt the quality of your sleep. But especially, you know, if let's say you're working on something and you have something big the next day, the odds are you're going to be working on that, you know, up until you go to sleep. And what we're missing as adults is that wind down period. You know, we do bedtime routines for our children, but the reality is we need that as well. We need that bedtime routine, obviously an age appropriate one, like all ages, we need it. We need that cutoff time. We need that time where we put the phones down, and we do whatever is going to relax us. It could be a hot bath. It could be a guided meditation, go for a walk, talk to your partner, or, do an activity with the family, take your dog for a walk, like do something that has you unplugging, and getting that blue light, which is a big topic, but getting that artificial light out of your face too close to bedtime, that will help tremendously with, you know, falling asleep.
I think that's so important what you're saying. And I don't think, I would say myself for sure, don't practice that anywhere near as enough as we should in terms of the winding down. And you mentioned something else very important. We're going to take a quick traffic update, but when we come back, you're going to talk about how our phone may in fact be robbing us of good sleep.
Life Unrehearsed, brought to you by Flora Lee Senior Residences. Always there for you. Safe, reassuring, and comforting. We call it home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Life Unrehearsed. I'm Corey Sirota, along with my co-host, Matt Delvecchio, and we are talking to sleep expert Tracy Bronstein, who's teaching us how to get some much-needed rest during stressful times such as the pandemic. Tracy, I don't even want to ask you this question, but I know I have to ask you this question because I know what the answer is going to be. But I'm going to ask. I'm going for it. Okay.
Is your phone
robbing you of good sleep?
I mean, yes, of course. And, you know, I'm guilty of it too sometimes. And it's just, we can't fight it. So we have to work with it and find the best balance that will not, you know, still allow us to kind of function with what we have to do, but also get sleep. So, yes, it really takes as little as about 7 minutes of exposure to the blue light that emits from electronic devices to trick our brain into staying awake. It's like, oh, melatonin, you know, shut down, it's wake time, and let's go. And so if you can, and especially children, it's like, for sure, you need to have an electronics curfew. Ideally, it's a good 2 hours before bedtime. If that seems impossible with your adolescents, a good hour at the very most. Don't allow their phones in their bedrooms. Have an area of the house where they get plugged into the charger and it's the phone curfew happening. And then for us, also trying to set yourself a phone curfew. If you like to read on a device, turn the backlighting off, but really try to unplug as early as you can before bed. If your phone has to be in the bedroom, have it on airplane mode while you sleep. And, you know, just try. Do a little bit.
As I'm listening to you, Tracy, Corey, I'm thinking that Barbara Colarosa, our previous guest, yeah, on how to say no to kids, we should have Tracy and Barbara on at the exact same time.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I'm so privileged and excited to, like, be following Barbara because she's so incredible. Any day.
Not easy. A good hour or 2 hours. And remember that 7 minutes, Corey. Just not more than 7 minutes before that blue light kicks in.
So Corey's going to do up to 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. 6:59 we'll give her. Yeah. We're talking with sleep expert Tracy Bronstein on some wonderful words of advice. Now, Tracy, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, living, working, and particularly a lot of students are studying in their own bedrooms. Like, we're talking all day long in their bedrooms. They get out to eat and they go back in their bedrooms. And I would imagine that's impacting sleep on many of them.
Yes. I mean, look, ideally, if logistically, if it's impossible, then it is what it is. You know, you have to make the best of it. But if there is another area in the house that your child can be on, you know, when they are on online learning, definitely use it. Because the bedroom needs to be a sanctuary. Everybody, and whether, you know, your kids as well, you want to feel that when you walk into your bedroom, that you feel the same way you do when you walk into a spa. You know, it should just be that, like, that place to decompress. And I'll say it really quickly, but I'm kind of on this, like, mission. I've had this little, like, epiphany that I think the bedtime routine that we do, whether it be for, you know, our babies, our young kids, toddlers, preschool, and adolescents and adults, we need to modernize it. You know, it doesn't cut it anymore just having a bath and reading a story and saying goodnight. We live in a very different world with a lot more anxiety, a lot more fast pace, a lot more stressors. And I think we need to instill the tools in our young people early on how to unwind, to teach them about that, you know, self-care at a much earlier age. So I'm on this quest to, like, modernize the bedtime routine. I know I digressed from your question a little bit, but... you know, it's important. It's all part of it. We want that sleep environment. You know, use relaxing dim lights. Use orange, red, pink bulbs in bedrooms instead of whites and blues. You know, have some fun with essential oils. You know, make the room smell like lavender. Use candlelit baths for your kids instead of, you know, having the full-blown lights on. So I can go into my whole, like, what I think it should be modernized another time. But all right. That to say, if you can, the bedroom should be really kept as like a sanctuary, a sacred space.
So that all makes a lot of sense. Are there any other, because I was going to ask you about some practical tips for better sleep habits. Is there anything else that you haven't mentioned yet that you could expand on?
I think just really simple tips that everybody, just to make sure that you have what we call proper sleep hygiene or just habits. So your environment should be super dark as you can get it. We sleep best in pitch black, cool temperatures. So ideally 19 to 21 as a maximum, you know, quiet or some white noise, going on is good. So that's your kind of ideal, sleep environment. And, you know, just avoid heavy, fatty foods, a lot of alcohol, you know, spicy foods, and eating big meals too close to bedtime. That will help as well. So just some basic things that you can do that will really help with your sleep.
Basic, important, not so easy to implement all the time, but very, very important. That's Tracy Bronstein, sleep expert, giving us some wonderful words of advice. I hope everyone will sleep a little bit better tonight and the next few months. Thanks to Tracy. Tracy, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, my website is sleeptightsolutions.com, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well at Sleep Tight Solutions. Facebook, same address.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming on the show, Tracy.
Thanks
really
for
appreciate
having
it.
Me.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Thanks so much.
All right, Corey, what do we have scheduled for next week?
It's Autism Awareness Month. MNA Jennifer Macaron will be joining us to share her own story, and she's also going to provide some very helpful advice for parents with children who have children on the autism spectrum.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have M&A Jennifer Macaron on the show telling her personal story. And we're also going to be talking about top health technologies to watch for in 2021. Really interesting segment talking about wearables and AI. Should be quite fascinating. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in to Life Unrehearsed. And as a reminder, for all your inquiries or assistance with retirement homes, seniors, residences, or downsizing, it would be my pleasure to help. Our services are completely free. So please call me at Lianas, Lianas, Senior Transition Support at 514-622-8074. And we have to give thanks to our technical producer, Jimmy G. Thank you for working the boards. And you can catch us here on CJD 800 every Saturday in Life Unrehearsed at 3 p.m.
Life Unrehearsed, brought to you by Lianas Senior Transition Support, specialists in downsizing and seniors residences.